The Bullseye, Rashi Shmois. We find a theme that runs throughout the Rashi Shmois, Kamo Yifanim. So it goes all throughout the life. Kasha that I had for many years, as I saw now, the Chassid Taka, but only the Shai a little bit. The Halak of Moshe Rabbeinu were introduced in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu ends up, Roya San Yisri Choisnoi, Koin Minyon. Moshe Rabbeinu ends up by a well and he meets Yisro takes him for the son-in-law, and with that starts the story of the snare, the Boyer Be'esh, the Ganta Maisa, which we get so involved in trying to understand these stories. With a portion of Ha'ora is what's the pshat that Yisro is Zoicha to be the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisro Kohen Oin Rabbi Yisai. Chazal bring that Yisro was even Abba Zohar according to a pshat and a medrash. Yisro made a tanai with Moshe Rabbeinu when they got married. The first son should go to Avodah Zorah, V'achach L'Torah, according to the Chiddush Arim. It means eventually, obviously, he'll go to Torah. But Umayta, Yisro was zecher to become the father-in-law of the Isha, the king, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Safra Rabba. The Torah that we have today is only from Moshe Rabbeinu. Who would we expect to be his father-in-law? Tzadik Ador. The Chocham Ador, Yisro, who was a Ger, Yisro, who was an Oyvid Avodah Zorah on the highest level, he becomes the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Haloi Dover Hu. It's a Psoif effect of Kashidaka. Vaito. We find at the beginning of the parasha the story of the Mialdos. The story of the Mialdos, Shifru, Pua, Yocheved, and Miriam. Go in, Paro calls them over. V'yoymer yalad ches ivrios v'isnal of noyim beinu v'amitin oisan v'imbasu v'choyim. Paro mitzave the Yocheved u'Miriam that they should go out and commit a murder. God is the king with pikuach nefesh for their lives. And the pasuk says, "Vatiren am yaldus elakim leosu kashati b'alem mel b'tzayim v'techayeno es hayalodim." They caused them to live as the chayeno. The pasuk says not only that they fed them and they clothed them. Chazal say there was zoicha for that. The Bati Kuhuna, Bati Levia, Bati Malchus. Vayaslan Batim, and Vazilcha to Batim. But the Maisa, not only with Vazilcha to Batim, Chavir was Zeicha to Amoria de Gezacha for Yisai. He always said, and Amoria de Gemida connected Mida that she was Zeicha to. Because the Pasuk says, later on, she was Zeicha to Amoisha Rabbeinu. Not only was she Zeicha to Amoisha Rabbeinu, but she was Zeicha to feed this Moshe Rabbeinu. She was Zeicha to be called later on to the palace to feed this Moshe Rabbeinu. I always wanted to tie to his Mida Kenegan Mida, the Mida that she saved the babies. She was Zeicha to the saving of Moshe Rabbeinu. But not that I only did that, but they went to another level. But Chayenes Hayaladim, they fed them, they clothed them. She was Zeicha to feed Moshe Rabbeinu. She was Zeicha herself to be the one to feed Moshe Rabbeinu, as he would not nurse from the Egyptian mothers. She became the source of sustenance. She fed Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Shaila is, why such great tzara voice? Vayaslam batim. There's Zeicha to Lefia. There was Zeicha to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the uptake in this tremendous schar that your chaver was Zeicha to? I mean, hello, the mice at the end of the day. At the end of the day, she was not allowed to kill them pashtus. Koach nefesh is not doicha, the big three, you're not doicha, the mitzvah, you're not allowed to kill somebody, koach nefesh. She's not allowed to kill. Pikuach nefesh is not doicha mitzicha. Three aveiros, the big three, the three cardinal sins. Asanhedrin ayin dalit. Three aveiros that you have to give your life. So what's the pshat? So she kept them alive. Of course she had to keep them alive. What's the pshat? She was rewarded with tremendous chah. But teitzata, another sugya in this week's parasha. The boysa, we find the Chazal say, it's a medrash in parasha Vayikra. 10 names Moshe Rabbeinu had. Megillat Afyud Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Avigdor, Chover, Shechiver, Lavishamayim, the Gemara Megillah, 10 names. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu called for his whole life? Rabbi Yisai, his name was called Moshe Rabbeinu. Who gave him that name? The name was not given by no one other, not his mother, Yocheved, not Amram, but the Gemara Zokt. In Soita, Amram Godol Hador Haya, his name that he gave Moshe at birth was not the name that he had his whole life, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the name that was given by who? No other than Basya Basparoi, the daughter of the one that wanted to kill him. His name was the name that continued on for life. Why was it that she was Zeicha, Rabbi said, that we today, when we learn a piece of Gemara, that we learn the Sefer Torah that we have, we call him by Moshe. She was Zeicha. Why is it that the name that she was Koveya became the name that was used? And the name that Klal Yisrael is going to praise and look up to is the name by giving this Goyisha lady who she became to the Misgayer. What's the Chipshat? What's the Pshat? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous nace for her about Yisrael. She stuck out her arm. And she pulled in the basket of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, "Kama sheetis in the Gemara, how long her arm stretched in order to pull in that basket? Was it necessary to do the nes to Sha'oifin of Yisrael? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu seem fit that the nes had to come through such a tremendous way that her arm extended in a way, Mama, she grew a new arm. Her arm, Mama, she extended a very big amount of amos." In order that she be able to be zoicha to save Moshe Rabbeinu, har beishluchim lemakoy. Why was the nei stafka done this way? The yisoid I want to say, Rabbi Yisai, is something so yisoidistic. It's an expression that I once heard many years ago, but it's something that can help us. It's something that if we realize it and we internalize it and we work on it, we'll be able to see the results of what it brings about. And the Yisoid is partially, Rabbi said, is the equation in Jewish law. In Ruchnius, there's the equation. You have Einstein's equation, Rabbi said. In the physical world, is the equation. And is the equation in the Jewish world of Boisai. And that equation says, Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. A equation that is so amiti and so foolproof that throughout Chazal and throughout Midrashim and all different sugis of Shas and sugis Hachayim, the Yisoid has shined forth, and according to the Mesiras Nefesh, the person applies himself, that's how much Siyata Dishmaya will be. To me, it's Pashut. And Baruch Hashem, this year, after seeing the Chassam Sofer, he asked, he has a different Mahala, but a similar, in the Yisoid, it's a little bit similar. To me, it was Pashut. That Yisroi was Zoicha to be the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yisroi gave it all up, gave everything up. Chazal say Koyehain Oin. He was not just a priest; he was a leading priest. He was the head of a large congregation. He had everything. He was sitting on top of the world in Lashon HaMedrash, and he gave it up to seek the MS. From that, he had tremendous Siyata Dishmaya, that he's going to be the one to be the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not the big Rav, not the Chacham Hador, but the one who gave so much up, gave his whole lifetime up, his career, the one he invested his whole time with, he gave it all up in order to seek the MS and to live up to the MS. To that, he was zeichah to be the father of no one other than Moshe Safra Rabba. Yisroel becomes the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu because Yisroel represents the Siyas Nefesh Atzuma, and he's zeichah to Siyata Dishmaya she'ein kamoyo, that Moshe Rabbeinu becomes his son. Yecheved u'Miriam. Yecheved u'Miriam. Vetzachayen, as I said before, it wasn't just that they sat passively and they gave up their lives. Everybody's mechuyim. They went in the Siyas Nefesh to make them live. Vetzachayen, as I said before, they went in the Siyas Nefesh to go around, out of the way. The Archaim speaks out. To Moshe Nefesh. There was there the Siyata Dishmaya Tzuma Unayro. The fact that power didn't do anything, he believed that thing, Kichayim Zaino, they could have been chopped off. The Siyas Nefesh, Siyata Dishmaya, to protect them. And the Siyata Dishmaya, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to grow up in the palace I'm none other than Paro himself, Rabbi Yisrael. Siyata Dishmaya, She'en Kamayu. Where does it come from, Rabbi Yisrael? The Mesias Nefesh, Vatechayena, Sayyamadim. Pliyatsuma, the stipend of the Kasha. He has all Mahav and Amuna, but Paro himself was Goyzer. On the Mashiach, why did he make no Xeria? So I bet I why do you make that Xeria for, Rabbi Yisrael? For one purpose. He saw the Moshiach of Yisrael is going to come out and is going to be saved on that day. Get all those babies drowned. Get them drowned quick. The Savior's out there. And Paro's raving him. Hey, Moses, how about some Cheerios today? Come on, I want to pinch your cheek. Come on, Moses, come on. Let's go out to see. He's raving in his palace. Moshe Rabbeinu. Can it be anything? Shad is the Mesias Nevesh Vatechayeno. For the Mesias Nevesh that the Yochavid and me went out to be Vatechayeno, there was no Mesias Nishmaya. That not only he was raised in some closet, but he was raised in the palace. And the Meshach Chochmah says, why do you have to be raised in the palace for? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was eventually going to be a leader of Klal Yisrael. Where is he going to learn hanhagas of leadership? What do I say? He lives in the palace. And he's raised by Paroi. And he lives and he's raised and trained to be the leader of Klal Yisrael in the palace. The president would have put him to death. I mean, he shouldn't be the leader. Siyat Nishmaya Shein Kamayu, Rabbi Yisrael. How is that Siyat Nishmaya comes from? How is a child such Siyat Nishmaya that he's being trained in by the person who wants to make sure that he shouldn't be a leader and he's being trained in to be a leader? How is that child? Teretz is Siyas Nefesh. Equals Siyata Dishmaya. And the more Messias Nefesh that you have, the more Siyata Dishmaya. But on top of it all, Rabbi Yisrael, who is Zoicha to call Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu? You want to see Messias Nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael? They were Moshe Nefesh to go against Paro because they were Yidin. Paro's own daughter, who's raised by Paro, who's grazed by Paro, who's brought into this world and trained Abidash Gobbas of Paro. And her dear father made a gzeira that every kid, this kid could be, and he happened to be the one that was the Savior of Israel. And she goes out kineged her father. She goes out as Megaya. She goes out kineged all that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show her Yisias Nefesh equals Siyach Nishmaya. And it had to come through her. For her, Yisias Nefesh was to a degree, she ain't kamoyu. She went to kineged the command of her own father, father, who had given her everything and raised her. She went because she believed the MS and her hand outstretched, because both of the nace and shows us that there's no thing binding you. You went above and beyond the call of duty. I will make the nature goes above beyond the call of duty. Your arm will become an arm that no one has seen in the world from then till now. That your arm will stretch out many, many arms in order to rescue that. And you will be the one that we today are going to call his name afterwards. Because your Mesias Nefesh was something out of the ordinary. And you instilled in this baby by your Mesias Nefesh, Moshe came in our minds, you see, because Moshe was a shtick, a cheftza of Mesias Nefesh his whole life. What he did for Klal Yisrael, he was Mesias Nefesh. Everything he did was Mesias Nefesh. It's instilled by the Maisa of Bas Paro. Mesias Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. This is an equation that we must learn. This is an equation that can help us out in so many areas of Isa. That if a person just understood that it's difficult, and no one's saying it's not difficult, and in these times especially, for a Bacha, for an Avreich to be successful in their learning, it takes just to be a normal, regular Bacha, and a regular Avreich with so much out there that's pulling us away, it takes Mesias Nefesh to not to go to these places and to get yourself up in the morning. It takes a certain Mesias Nefesh. But you have to realize your voice out. Mesias Nefesh equals Siyata Dishmaya. And to pull yourself away from things that Bacha come over, it's so hard to pull away from this music. And these things, these books, and whatever my Yetzer Horas are, Avada, the more he's instilled, the more he's engraved in, the more he's shaykhas to it.
of Adam more and more. There's more Mesiras Nefesh. But again, the equation is the more Mesiras Nefesh,
the more Siyat HaNishmaim.
You can have opportunity to go over a portion of the Baruch Hu with that Mesiras Nefesh to become
way above the rest. Because he had to give up more. And the harder it was, the bigger the Nisayah. The more difficult the test, the more Siyat HaNishmaim. Ein raya God will be there of Isaac. We're born in the dorm of Pentes. Ah, Maisa, the Rebbe Akiva. Ma, Ayat Chiloso, the Rebbe Akiva. Rabbi, to understand Rebbe Akiva, it's mind-boggling, Be'emes. The Gemara Zogt, Im Psochem Emtes, Rabbi Akiva was an Am Ha'oretz, Rabbi Yisai. Not Am Ha'oretz, Shekar, Vishana, that you learn the Chavbeis, V'loi Shimish, Tamil Echomen. And Am Ha'oretz, the Reis, the Rabbonon, at 40 years old, he didn't know Aleph Beis. Come to Aleph. He didn't know Mamish Aleph Beis. We're not talking, he didn't know V'loi Shimish, Tamil Echomen. We're not talking about that he didn't know the Tzoyis in Simon Remesh Mem Gimel. Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalit! He started at 40 years old, he didn't know anything. Not only that, he had a hatred. And a hatred of Tamil Chomer. He was so unlearned, unskilled. Come on, how many, nice, he was a Jewish guy. What do you mean he didn't know Aleph Beis about that? I don't know what you want to call it. How many people don't know Aleph 40 years old? But what, he did not go to school, pastors. He was Jewish, religious. That wasn't the problem. But he had a big, there was something there, boys. I don't know what you want to call it. In today's time, they'll call it something, A, B, C, B, something like that. But there was something, he didn't know Aleph Beis. And he had a hatred for Talmid Chachamim. But there was a girl that took an interest in him and saw that he had Midas Toivus, he was a new O'Malley. His hatred came from feeling less than the Talmid Chachamim, so the cover they were getting. And he was a stam and unlearned Am Ha'oretz. And he made a journey to start. He decided, he made the deal. He said, I'll marry you if you go out to learn Torah. 22 years later, Rabbi Isai. So he come back and said, okay, great story. What happened here? Oh, classic story. Came back. You know, he became a Talmid Chacham. He finished 3 Masechtas. You know, maybe finished Shad, maybe Shim Hashas. And I hear to invite everybody to my Shim Hashas. I want to thank all my rebbeim for helping me along the way. You know, Rabbi Jonas, my cheder rebbe, and Baruch Hashem today, I was able to finish Masechta Ksubis, Baruch Hashem, and I guess that makes a whole speech, all the thank yous. But he's 22 years later, he finished his Shas, that's it, Rabbi Yisrael. 22 years later, he became a rebbe in Yeshiva. Excellent, beautiful, I was okay. 22 years later, he comes back with 24,000 Talmidim, the Godol Hador Mamish. The boy said, Kirsa the Yankas, so he wants to shmooze on the Hanukkah. That means the learning that you learn when you're a young child, the impression that goes in, it's not forgotten. A person starts learning 10, 12 years old. He's the Talmidim Chachamim of Aaron at 6, he knew of Tanakh Baal Peh. You know, by 12, Rav Moshe Feinstein had finished half a shas, by 18, Mamish, you have it then, gives the Yankas, so he goes in. Rav Moshe didn't forget a thing in his mind. Avadi's the Godel Hador, from the gear, from 6 years old, by 10 years old, by 9 years old, Rav Moshe Feinstein finished all the Babas with the Yerushalmis. He's writing Chidushim at 15, on all the Babas with the Yerushalmis. He's writing Chidushim, one Bab boy once came to him. At 15, he said, I finished Bab Metzias, and Rav Moshe said, yeah, when I was also 15, I did a little bit in Bob Mitzvah. I was like, Chidushim on Yerushalmi, Bob Vasa. He told me, okay, he's been to Hador. Person starts at 40 to learn, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe they lived a little bit longer, but at 40 to learn, your mind's not working. So he came back and he was a Gvaldik Yid. The God of Hador in 24 years! He was the God of Hador! What's Jack? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. The Mesiras Nefesh for Rabbi Akiva to go learn. The Mesiras Nefesh for Rabbi Akiva to go learn gave Si'ata Dishmaya Shalein Kamoyu. He's starting from Aleph Beis Avos. Akiva came in there. He had a white beard already. He was saying, oh, come on, Shlomo, move over a little bit. Make some room for the old year. Shlomo in the first row, make room for that. Akiva. Okay, Akiva, what's Beis comments? I know, go. No, no, next time I get a bet is, oh. At recess, he had a hard time. He put him in goal. He said it wasn't fair. Akiva, you can't play here. At recess, these kids are running around. He's sitting in class, mamish, learning Aleph Beis. At 40 years old, just starting to learn out. And, okay, we copped the Aleph Beis. He's 41. Let's go on to Chumash. Or Akiva, you can do it. Keep the Beis. Oh, great. Get my lunch bag. We want to keep the Beis. 41, he's in keep the Beis. At 42, he's in keep the Gimel. But it didn't work that way. It had so much Siyat Dishmaya. At 12 years, the Gemara says, he already had 12,000 Talmidim. It was a bigger Chiddush. He already had 12,000 Talmidim for 12 years. What shot? It doesn't make sense. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, college professors, come on. Professor Johnston, get your glasses on. Get your bifocals on. Let's analyze this situation. Let's dissect this situation. And what do you think? How long should it take? 271 years, I think, if you're going to the statistics. What do you say, Professor Blyman? What do you say? This is incredible. I've never seen this thing in my life. This doesn't make sense, obviously. Mathematically, logically, it doesn't make sense. The answer is no, it doesn't make sense. The answer is because we're looking in the physical world. In the physical world, we don't find the equation. 2 + 2 = 4. In a physical world. The Ruchnius, the world, is a thing called Mesiris Nefesh. And a person is Mesiris Nefesh. And not only even he's Mesiris Nefesh. The Gemara is up! And after 24 years, he came back! With 24,000 Talmidim! And there was a person waiting there to see him. She had, they haven't seen him for a long time, with his wife Rachel. And she was waiting there. He might have been told you, you know, if he would recognize her. She was sitting in a shed in her 24-year-old house coat, torn, whatever it was. And she came out to see the Gadol HaDor. And the Rebbe said she's not going to recognize you. It's been 24 years. She says, don't worry. A person recognized Nevesh Behem Toys of the Gemara. So of the Gemara, the Bekiva came back. And she was pushing her, she was trying to get through. Who's this scrubbing lady? What does she want? The Menachez here, what is she trying to get through? And her Akiva calls out, part the circle for her. Shali, the Shalachem, oh my Tayyar. All of your Tayyar. Oh, you 24. Shalachem, the hearts. Ran says, I yoda, but see what I wanted to say, she's Mama Shalach, because her Messias Nefesh. The serious nefesh of a woman that stayed 24 years by herself in poverty after being the wealthiest daughters of the world, the richest person in all of Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Gittin, Kal B'Savua, her father was the richest in all of Yerushalayim. And she became the most, she was selling her hair. She didn't buy a new dress in 24 years, everybody said. The serious nefesh of not seeing her husband, just wanting him to learn Torah. And when he came back after 12 years, everybody knows the story. He came back, and he was supposed to made up and he would go away for 12 years first. And the neighbor said, I don't understand you. 12 years, I haven't seen your husband. What kind of business is this? And she said to her the famous words, if he would go back for another 12 years, I wouldn't mind. And Akiva turned around and went straight back to Yeshiva. I want to see this Nevesh. Think of the story, a woman not seeing her husband for 24 years straight. But all the time, being Moshe Nefesh, selling our hair, that's the serious Nefesh that we can't describe. Shalohem. The koyach of that serious Nefesh was Miyatzeh, created the Chidushim of Rabbi Akiva. The koyach of Rabbi Akiva to understand the most difficult things of Moshe. The koyach of Rabbi Akiva to know vast amounts of Torah when his mind started to learn in an old age that it shouldn't have been according to all the professors and even according to Chazal, Gisa the Yankasa. He shouldn't have remembered his Torah. He shouldn't have become the Oikah Orin. Teretz Yisro Boisai. Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyata Nishmai. And the Teretz, the reason is possible, we said before, that we go above our and beyond the call of our duty, a little bit harder, a little bit more difficult. It's a little bit more than we can handle. But we push a little forward, and we make the Mesiras Nefesh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us into outer space. You're going the distance for me. I'm going to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the distance for you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes the distance of Yisrael, there's no stopping that God. And that's what you see sometimes, the biggest Bali Tshuva, the biggest people who knows what they were before, and now, Tamini Chacham and Matsumim. Because for them, there was a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh. And everybody has that opportunity for Mesiras Nefesh, in different ways. Difficult to join us. Times where it's more difficult to learn. When it's more difficult to learn, it's been as darn, been as man and Friday, Shabbat, not too many people are learning, there's not such a push and a call, and he sits down and makes a Seder, but it's like, the Mesiras Nefesh at that moment is unimaginable. And the Siyata Nishmai is unimaginable. Lo Yehumin ki Yisupa, the Siyata Nishmai is going to happen to this guy. And people can change, and people become better, and more, and greater, and greater, and greater, and there's no stopping to a person that's most in that for Kodesh Baruch Hu, in all areas. The things of Maisi here, as we're listening in the book, he says, the Chassam Sofer's Mahalach was, the Mahalach is what I just saw in Marsha a minute before, this was Siyat Tishmaya. The Chassam Sofer says a similar Mahalach, he says that the reason why Yisro was Zoicha, was Yisro, the Chassam Sofer Pshat, that Yisro says when the Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the well, Lomo ze azaf mesayish, the daughters come back from the well and they tell the story how Moshe Rabbeinu went and he cleared out all the other shepherds. They weren't letting these Yisro's daughters collect water. He cleared them out. So Yisro to the daughters, Lomo ze azaf mesayish kiren loy v'yoychal lechem. Why did you leave that man? Call him back, Yoichal lechem, and let him eat bread. So Rashi, Shemayisa achas mecha. So the Chassam Sofer, lefi mashmois ha'in, koas alein avino shozvu, voyan in lahalas alivon shiisa achmien. V'tzor lomen aray ein dark shal isha lafso acha ish, lavi ala beis shiisa ena, what was Yisro's taina? He should have brought him to the house, the marriage, that the derech, v'yei shloim emetayez the Chassam Sofer, the Yisroel lay rotsu lahasi b'noisim lechem me'oy devar azara. Listen carefully, Yisroel did not want to marry, let his daughters marry an oivin of azara. He was most nevish to leave all that, to give it up. So much so, that he said, my daughters are not marrying an oivin of azara. V'al kochon t'yed a p'nuyoy simply ish. And you'll sit here, and you'll never be married to a man. Until you find someone that's not going to be Oyev Avodah Zarah. Akin Ad Beros Ki Moshe Shom Me Aroyim Ki Midu Asaviyim. Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Royim that they had put him in Chayim because he left. Why were they making this war against Yisro's daughters? Because Yisro left the Oyev Avodah Zarah. He left and gave it all up, and they were Oyev Avodah Zarah. These other shepherds, they're not going to let Yisro's daughters draw the water. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard that and he fought against the Avodah Zarah. So there, you'll never get married. Why don't you call that man home? You'll never have a husband. Yisro already was to sacrifice his daughter. He'll never get married. For the right, the MS. You see, this Nevesh for the MS. So there's some sort of that's what he zirchat Moshe Rabbeinu was the son of God. So there, Maisa of Sipur and Mesiras Nevesh of the Yeshiva in the time of Chemes Ha'olam Hashmiya. There's hundreds of stories we could tell about everybody's Mesiras Nefesh. But he tells a story over here, there was 800 Bachrim, 400 Bachrim, in the yeshiva of Nevardik, in Bialystok. Most of the Bachrim ran away to Russia. As soon as they heard the Germans were coming, they ran away to Russia. Because they obviously knew the Germans, obviously the Russians wasn't so posh, but at least they'll have life. But the Germans, the Vachshemom, are after the Guf of the Yidin. Only 80 Bachrim, desire to stay in that yeshiva in the Vardik, loy lasis ois, and they're going to stay over there. And the Achvoto was a very big, big wonder till even to today. Rav Yankov Galinsky, who we all met on that Shabbaton, was one of those Bachrim. He was one of those Bachrim rabbis. And Rav Yankov explained, he explained why they didn't want to go to Russia. And he said that they knew that in the Hanani it was the Kosakona of their of the Sakona of the Basha, the Sakona's nieces to be killed, put to death by the Germans. But they were worried. And they realized that going to Russia, they would be put up to the test of the Ruchnius. The Russians were after to shmar them off, to take away their Yiddishkeit. And the Bochum felt, it's better for us to die as a Yid than to live, Chas v'Shalom, under the oppression of the Russians. We're going to stay here by Mesiras Nefesh, Mamish. And lo and behold, as the Yankov said, Mesiras Nefesh equals Siyata Tishmaya. At the end of the day, the whole thing, Nisim and the Flois, how they were saved. Nisim and the Flois, because they were Mesiras Nefesh for what they believed is right. They were Mesiras Nefesh for the MS. It takes a moyer to get koyach, but the Siyat Lishmaya was waiting. And they say, he says over, not so much, the Nisim and the Flores were tremendous, but the biggest nace of all was that eventually a Russian army came in to that area and took them out, the koyach. And that Russian army, for 3 days and three nights, they took them on trains, traveling and traveling. They didn't know where they were going, they didn't know what they were going to do to them. And later on they learned that not long after, a little bit after the Russian army came and took them out, the Germans came into the Alstov. They would have been mincemeat. They would have been over if it would have left. And yet the Russians themselves saved. The Russians themselves ended up saving these 80 yeshiva bachrim from the horrors of the Holocaust of Israel. Because they were ready to go out, all out, everything out. We're ready to give ourselves up on a silver platter in the Siris Nefesh. That we shouldn't, our ruchnius shouldn't hurt the earth. This is the yisoid of Boisai. And this yisoid has to carry us through our whole lives. About it's difficult! We're strapped in the morning! It's difficult, it's cold outside! We're mama strapped into that comfortable bed! And no one's gonna say it's not difficult! I'll never come to you and say it's not difficult! And it's not difficult to get up for the second Seder. And it's not difficult to learn. It's difficult to the Gemara. No one is going to tell you it's not difficult. And no one will say to some people it's not Mesiras Nefesh. We could call them a Dragon Mesiras Nefesh. And no one's going to tell you to give up your Goyish music. That's poison that we spoke this week. That's preventing you from getting the Geschmack and your learning. No one's going to say that's not difficult. You've been listening it since the lullabies that Sid used to play, Mamish, they used to put you to sleep. Rock, come on, baby. He's still listening to those nigudim. Sid, he's a little baby, he has it in his system. He can't get it out. No one says it's not difficult. Or to give up the books and the movies and everything. No one says it's not difficult. But a boy's eye, the Siyat of the Shmaya that's waiting for the guy that does give it up. The harder it is, the more difficult it's going to be to all these things to do. The tremendous struggle that's going inside and preventing you from doing it, when you just push away, you don't go. And you don't go to that place and this guy wants to take you. The Mesiras Nefesh, Mamish. That's waiting out there for the person who throws himself in. Unimaginable. You can't believe it until you try it. I've seen it over and over again. The persons who learned during the hard kufis, the people who had unbelievable, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, the conditions in Shanghai, every single day, he was under sakonis nefashis. He ran a yeshiva of 400 bachrim, how many bachrim? And it was, he had to raise the money, and it was us to do any foreign business transactions, us to handle any foreign geld. And every single day, he would go in and sneak out with money. And if he was caught, it was the guillotine for him. Mesiras Nefesh, and the heat, and over there was no, they didn't have food, they had nothing of what's that. Zok HaPchayim, the best to learn. Ask any Yeshiva Bacha, the best to learn was the years of Shanghai. When it was so difficult, Siyaki Nishmai HaZot. Maybe we should stop, Taka, pampering. The food should be not as good. The sleeping is not as good. Can't tell me, what do you mean if I slept better? Boyside, no matter what, not supposed to, my job is Shos Lata, your Gashmias is my Ruchmias. I have to worry about it. But you have to realize, the more difficult it was, the harder night it was to sleep. When we came to this base Medrash, last year, at this time, a little earlier, there was no door, it was freezing. But the Sirius Nevesh, we came and said, the Tziyat Yishmaya, and the learning was with a brand of us. Not to say now it's not, but we had tremendous Tziyat Yishmaya because it was difficult. Not in spite of, but because it was difficult. And maybe that's the Pshar of us. Pasla Melo Toycho. Umayya Bamasur Tishna. Al Oret Tishna. Chai Tzatichya! You think all after all that, my pasta melon eating black bread, that's it, no rice, no peas, no schnitzel even, black bread, pasta melon, toifal, mine by Masur, not even such delicious petel, red petel, no, mine by Masur, you get one cup of water, but that's it, Masur, magic water. Vala Oret Tisha, get rid of the mattresses! Get on the floor! Vala Oret Tisha. And with all that, over Torah to Omel, learning Torah by Meir, with all that, how could it be Shaykh? But even if it's a Shaykh, okay. Ashrecha ba'oilam hazeh, that would be Mishnah. Ashrecha, you're going to feel the Ashrecha, because you're going to have so much Siyata Tishmaya. A new Taich in the Mishnah today. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, you're going to feel such an ashrei. You're going to have so much Yad Hashemah from the Mesiras Nefesh that you put in. That's Vali Torah ba'olam hazeh, but in this world you're going to be zeichah to have Ashrecha. You're going to have Oisha. You're going to have money. You're going to have everything. Because you were Mesiras Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back in big time from the Mesiras Nefesh HaKadosh. Remember that. He pays back very, very big from the Mesiras Nefesh. You give up all your garbage, because Baruch Hu pays back tremendously. Big checks come in the mail. Big, big checks! Those women that's in Nefesh and give up from serious Nefesh equals Siyat HaDishma.